Give me you. Everything else can wait. Now give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. And everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. Forgive me, you. Give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. So give me you. Give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. And that's the cries from the heart of your people this morning, God, is that we desire you. Nothing else matters to us. Everything else can wait. We lay aside everything, God, that's unlike you, and we request for you to be in our lives. We desire a greater anointing. We desire a closer walk with you. We want to fellowship with you, God. We want you to abide with us. We want you to come in and inhabit our praises. God, our cries this morning, Lord, is give us you, Lord. We don't want anything else. The things of this world, God, does not satisfy us. But, Lord, we have a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness. God, we have a hunger and a thirst for your anointing. God, we have a hunger and we have a thirst for your presence. God, give us you. We're standing here, God, in your presence right now, seeking your glory, seeking your anointing, seeking your strength, seeking a revival. God, give us nothing else but you. You don't give us any junk. You don't give us things that are temporal and that pass away. But God, your word tells us that you supply all of our needs. And this morning, we're not asking for riches. We're not asking for houses. We're not asking for land. We're not asking for resources. But Lord, this morning, we are asking for you. Pour out your spirit upon us even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And fill us with all goodness. Fill us with all joy. Fill us with all meekness. Fill us with all temperance. Fill us with all kindness, God. Fill us with all long suffering. Oh, God, fill us with your mercy, with faith, oh, God. Everything that we need, God, to live and to move and to have our very being. I cry out to you, Lord, this morning to fill our cups, Lord, till we can't handle anymore. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, I plead the blood right now. Let your blood wash us, Lord. Let your blood cleanse us. Uproot selfishness. Uproot chaos. Uproot the spirit of doubt. Uproot, God, anything that's unlike you, God. Uproot destructive thoughts. Uproot, oh, God, disruptive actions. God, uproot the world, the love of this world, and the love of this flesh. Uproot everything that's unlike you, God, so that you can fill us with more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are hungry and thirsty for more of you, God, and we want you to fill us till we can't handle no more, God. Fill us to complete capacity, God, so we give out, God, this morning, oh, God, and we release everything that's unlike you. The church needs to be filled with your goodness. We need your Holy Ghost to come to more and have your way. The people of God, we need to be filled with your goodness and your mercy. We need the Holy Ghost to come to more and have his way and equip us and build us up into the vessels that you need for us to be, that you may get the glory out of our lives this day. Whether we fell short yesterday, it does not matter, oh God, because those things pass away. We can't reclaim yesterday. We can't even reclaim the victories that we received yesterday. But, God, we lay aside every sin and every weight this morning that easily may beset us and that will cause us not to be able to run the race that you have set before us this day. God, you have a greater calling for us today. You have a greater anointing for us today. You have a closer walk with us today. So please, Lord, our cries and our prayers and our petitions to you this morning is to just give us you. You urge us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And you'll add all these things. You'll provide everything that we need. You'll give us the resources that we need. That once we give out, God, of what you have given us, Lord, you return and fill us up with more to have the ability to give out more. Oh, God, your grace abounds to make us sufficient in all things, God. And so, God, everything that we need to be successful in ministry, Lord, everything that we need, oh, God, to be successful in this walk in you, God, oh, God, it's all predicated by us giving out of what you have given to us. Bind the spirit of stinginess. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of lack in the lives of your people. Open up our eyes that we may see that when we give, God, you give back unto us. And when you give back unto us, you don't give it to us the same, but you press it down, you shake it together, and you run it over, God. This is just not for those things that are financial, but God, it's in every area of our life. When we're willing to give, God, of our time, of our talents, of our gifts, Lord, you're willing to give back unto us, Lord. So empty out the spirit of selfishness. God, empty out the spirit, oh God, of not wanting to serve you. We cast all of our cares unto you, and we give ourselves away unto you this morning. We offer our lives. We offer our walk. We offer our discussions. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, Lord, and we give ourselves away over to you. So give us you, God. Everything else can wait. The cares of this world, the desires of my fleshy heart, the desires, oh God, to receive things and have abundance and have wealth, Lord. It will be nice, but God, I just need you this morning. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is more important but to be in your presence, to be in your midst, hallelujah. Oh God, for your glory to be revealed in the lives of your people. For your presence to abide with us all day long. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. For the praises of our kings arise among us that you may come in and inhabit our praises. God, make our praise big this morning, Lord. Make our worship big this morning. Hallelujah. Make our adoration big and great this morning that you can come in and sit in the midst of our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God, that you may come in and rest in the midst of our praise, God. We surrender to you, God. We lift our head in total of praise to you, Lord. We submit ourselves and yield to you, God, and we make room for you right now, God. Come tomorrow and have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Come tomorrow and abide in our midst, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bring in, oh God, your glory, God. Bring in your power, Lord. Bring in your strength right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and rest in our praise this morning, Lord. Give us you. Nothing else matters. And when you fill us with more of you, God, we promise that we'll go out, God, and we'll give it out to those that need you. For God, we are living epistles read of men. Men are looking at us to see why we have joy. Men and women are looking at us to see why we live the way we live. Men and women are looking at us. And if we fail, God, they see failure in you. Let us not fail you, Lord, today. Hallelujah, God. Help us to walk worthy of our calling, God, today. There is a vocation, God, that you have passed for us. There is a calling, an area of ministry, purpose that you have for our lives this day. Give us you, Lord, so that we won't fail, Lord, the mission and the plan that you have for our lives today. Give me you. I'm on my knees. I'm crying out to you this morning. I need you, Lord. Oh, how I need you. God, every day, every hour, Lord, we need you. We need you more than anything. Silver and gold, Lord. Peter and John said, have I none, but what I have I can give unto you. God, our giving, our submission to you, God, our being a sacrifice is not predicated on what we have financially. But it's predicated on the desire to submit ourselves to you and to give all of ours over to you. To whatever it is that I may have today, let it be used for your glory. Let it be used for your honor. Let it be used to uplift your kingdom. Let it be used to edify the body of Christ. Let it be used to tell someone of the goodness of Jesus and to let them know that Jesus still saves, he still delivers, and he still sets free. Let it be used to build hope, Lord, today. Lord, we are asking, God, that you pour out your spirit on us this day. Come in and inhabit our praises, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be this day. Give me you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord. I know I'm not too late because I'm breathing in the land of the living today, and you have given me the ability to make your name glorious this day. Bless us, God, as we go out through this day. Let us be the lights that you have called for us to be. We refuse to be gray in any shape, form, or fashion. We will not compromise. We will not set our holiness down. We will not set our spiritual integrity down, God, but we will stand for you today in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what comes our way, no matter what storms are raging, God, we will stand for you because, God, you always stand for us. Thank you, Lord, for the victory today. Thank you, God, today for strength today. Thank you for the refreshing wind, God, that you're sending even yet right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and bless your people. I call out the names of the Wormleys. Call out the name of the Wright family. Call out the name of Janice, Lord. The names that have petitions before you, God, that was mentioned last night during our Bible study. I call out the name of Crystal McCowan, God. Touch her head right now, God, and remove the pain and the wooziness, oh, God, from her hitting her head, Lord. Oh, God, in every name that I may have forgotten, Lord, you know the names and the petitions that we have. I call out the name of Mother McCowan as well, Lord. God, give us you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to supply the needs, of God, of your people. And we need your presence. We need your glory. We need your anointing this day. Let your praises flow from our lips today and inhabit the praises of your people. I bless your name now, and I thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you for this time to cry out to your people, to you, on behalf of your people. And we bless your name now. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.